The needle's dropped on the record. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Washington State needs a new transportation package. There's a huge maintenance backlog on our roads. Thing is, state lawmakers disagree on what should be in that package. House Democrats passed their own plan earlier this spring. The Republican-dominated majority coalition in the Senate presented their $12.3 billion package today. Our Olympia reporter, Austin Jenkins, joins us. Austin, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome, Ross.
Tell us a little bit about the different approaches taken by the democratically controlled House and the Republican controlled Senate on transportation.
Well, you know, it's a little surprising because earlier this year in the regular session of the legislature, the mostly Republican majority in the Senate was pretty wary about the timing of a gas tax package at this point. Now they've come out with a proposal that actually is bigger than what the House proposed and passed, both in terms of its overall size and scope, about $12 billion, but also in terms of that tax, that actual per gallon increase. Instead of 10 cents per gallon, they're looking at it at 11 and a half cents. So in that sense, they look like they've done what the House is proposing and then some. But the mix, as you alluded to, is very different, and that's where things start to get tricky.
Well, yeah, it's been pointed out that the Republican proposal puts just 2% of its funding into transit improvements for cyclists and pedestrians. That seems like a low priority compared to what the Democrats in the House wanted.
And Senator King, who is the Republican co-chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, is unapologetic about that. I mean, I spoke with him this morning. His feeling is that transit is a local issue. This package would include local funding options. So the local metro districts, counties can do their own funding, but his feeling is that the state package needs to focus on what he views as the state priorities, which is maintaining the roads we've got and building the new ones that are needed to build capacity.
And that local funding part of it is really important in our area, Austin. King County Metro says it's going to have to cut bus service, and they've been asking the legislature for the power to ask our voters here for a tax increase to stop those cuts in transit. Now that's in the Republican plan, and I assume it's also in the Democratic plan. Is that to say that the transportation package is pretty certain to include that?
I think it is, but that doesn't salve the sort of ire of transit advocates who have now, along with environmentalists, sent a letter to the governor and legislative leaders saying that the majority coalition caucus's proposal is unacceptable to them. And they say in their letter, quote, "We urge you to add more balance by increasing the levels of funding allocated to walking, biking, and transit, and rework the proposals that directly and they say purposefully weaken environmental protections." There's some very controversial measures, reform measures in there as well. But their point is the local option is important, but they also want to see more direct funding from the state for transit.
Now, the Republican-dominated Senate, the majority coalition, sent a group out and toured the state because they said before we have a transportation funding package, we have to have some reforms. And is the package put out today, does it include reforms, and what are they?
It absolutely does. And let's talk about a couple of the big sticky ones. And again, I spoke with Senator King this morning. I also spoke with Senator Tracy Eide, who's the Democratic co-chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. They both agreed that the major number one sticking point is a proposal from the Majority Coalition Caucus to take the sales tax charged on transportation projects and put that back into transportation, not the general fund. They are at loggerheads over this. The argument for that is it only makes sense and that, in fact, it will derive economic development that will help the general fund in the long run. Democrats, this is antithetical to them. They're saying, look, we've got a Supreme Court decision that says we're underfunding education, and this money, if you put it back into transportation, is robbing schools and human services. And so that's a real issue. The other one is a plan by the Republican-led majority here to move money for toxic cleanups. Use that money for stormwater mitigation and transportation projects. The environmentalists are howling about this one. Democrats are indicating that's maybe a no-go for them as well.
Well, a lot of differences there. Is this just indicate that we're headed towards stalemate in the regular session with these two very different views of what the transportation package should be, or are there possibilities for compromise and something coming out?
Well, they're working. I mean, they're meeting regularly. The governor is a part of these negotiations. There clearly is an effort to try to get some agreement. And really, they want to get agreement before the end of the year. The sense is if they move this into the regular session in January, it's an election year, they may have lost the moment. But getting to agreement by the end of the year seems to be a real difficult hurdle to get to. One of the issues in the Senate is that the Majority Coalition Caucus doesn't have 25 votes to raise the gas tax. They're going to need Democratic votes. That could engender a compromise, but it also makes it very difficult because there are some reform demands that are at this point just very difficult for the Democrats to accept.
Interesting. And Democrats would probably support the gas tax, but it's the other things in that package that they don't like. Hey, Austin, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome, Ross.
Austin Jenkins covers